Hi, I'm Sharad Kutan, and welcome to Let's Talk, the show that brings you the most important conversations in art, culture, and ideas. Today we have on the show a very special person, Shahidul Alam, because he's a well-known photographer and a man who's been in the public eye for perhaps reasons that photographers don't often want to find themselves in, the circumstances they want to find themselves in. And we're going to be talking about a launch of his book that happened in Kuala Lumpur recently. He's the founder of an agency, the Dirk Agency, and also of a school called Pachala, which trains photographers. Thank you so much, Shahidul, for joining me. You're from Bangladesh, and you've done quite a bit of work around the world as well. You, of course, also been recently released from prison, where you were held on charges, and you're going to have to talk me through that. But I want to begin with this book, the book that you've come to Kuala Lumpur for, The Tide Will Turn. It's a book about Bangladesh, isn't it? Tell us about it. What exactly is this book intended for?
The book was largely in response to the current political situation. I mean, it's not only in Bangladesh, of course. You've got repressive regimes all across the globe. And there are governments that are very terrified of dissent. They want this extreme control. In Bangladesh in particular, our problem has been this special law that was put in, the draconian law. Initially, it was Section 57B. And then it was substituted by an even worse one, the Digital Security Act. But the book itself actually begins from a very specific incident. On the 29th of July 2018, two young students, Mim and Rajib, were standing outside a school waiting for the bus. The bus mowed them down. They died immediately, and 11 other students were injured. Of course, it was a very sad and horrific incident. But the events that followed led to something that identifies what has happened or is happening in Bangladesh. There was a countrywide protest. Students were out in the streets. The government, instead of responding to their demands, turned their hoodlums on them, supported by the police. And I was documenting it, as a journalist must. On the 4th of August, I got attacked, my equipment smashed, but I continued reporting. On the 5th of August, again, I was doing live feeds. I also gave an interview to Al Jazeera. That night, I was alone in the flat uploading my stuff when plainclothes people came into my flat, and basically I got abducted. And that led to, amongst other things, you know, apart from my torture, I spent over 100 days in jail. But eventually there was a nationwide protest and a global protest of phenomenal proportions. And after rejecting my bail five times, I was given bail on the 6th, and I'm out on bail.
You know, there were actually images of you, Shahidul, being taken to court with your shirt, I guess, or whatever you were wearing, caked in blood. But for people who don't understand Bangladesh politics, it seems like you stood accused of somehow besmirching the reputation of the Bangladesh government or Bangladesh as a nation because of that interview you gave to the foreign press. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, was that the worst thing that you could do, give an interview to the foreign press and be critical of your government?
I think I'm critical of the actions of my government. The government is my government. It belongs to the people. And I certainly have no intentions of undermining that. What I do have serious objections to is when the government does not work in the interest of the people. And that is what every conscientious citizen should be doing. The problem is we live in a very repressive environment. It's a culture of fear, so not many people are speaking. There are important exceptions, but because not many people are speaking, the ones who do become that much more conspicuous.
I mean, Bangladesh is a democracy. I understand the Awami League, that is the government of the day, has been out of power. But tell us about the dynamic now. I mean, what exactly is the situation, especially responses from the media community, of which you're part of as a photographer and also as a commentator. What is the balance of forces now between the Awami League government and civil society?
It's full spectral control. I mean, you mentioned democracy. I mean, we had a rigged election where some of the people got more than 100% votes.
Interesting. Yes. Mathematical
possibility.
Absolutely,
yes. Okay. But leaving that aside, I think the institutions that are meant to be state institutions and serving the interests of the public have essentially become tools of the government and part of this repressive regime. So the judiciary, the police, the bureaucracy have all become part of that structure, which makes it very difficult for people in civil society or ordinary people generally. The worst thing is, because there is absolutely no space for dissent, it means that there is really, as I mentioned before, full spectral control. And I think that is where the problem was, that I was putting a dent into that structure. I was speaking out what everyone else felt but was not prepared to say.
Is this yet another dent, and what kind of impact does a book like this make on a society like yours?
The book itself, I think, is significant in the sense that this is today the only book out there that is openly asking those questions. I'm sure there are others who want to bring out the book but just don't feel safe enough to do so. There might well be books outside. I mean, our Chief Justice Sinha was sent on exile, and he's brought out a book from exile, which is also critical. But by and large, books within Bangladesh just do not have the, writers within Bangladesh just do not have the space to write a critical book. We've decided to do so regardless. And the book has been very well received. More importantly for me, it actually, the title is stolen. While I was in jail, Arundhati Roy wrote a letter to me where she talked about the tide will turn, because she talked about what was happening in India, what was happening elsewhere, and that we, the people, would reclaim this space. And I wrote back after being released. And in a sense, of course, with her permission, I felt that that was what would set the tone.
Wonderful. Okay, we'll take a short break. We'll be back with more. Stay tuned to Let's Talk.